When the boy's grandfather died, their mother, in great state, proclaimed her eldest son George her successor and heir of the estate. And Harry, George's younger brother by half an hour, was always enjoined to respect his senior. All the household was equally instructed to pay him honor, the negroes, of whom there was a large and happy family, and the assigned servants from Europe, whose lot was made as bearable as it might be under the government of the Lady of Castlewood. In the whole family there scarcely was a rebel, save Mrs. Esmond's faithful friend and companion, Madam Mountain, and Harry's foster mother, a faithful negro woman, who never could be made to understand why her child should not be first, who was handsomer and stronger and cleverer than his brother, as she vowed, though in truth there was scarcely any difference in the beauty, strength, or stature of the twins. In disposition, they were in many points exceedingly unlike, but in feature they resembled each other so closely that, but for the color of their hair, it had been difficult to distinguish them. In their beds, and when their heads were covered with those vast ribboned nightcaps which our great and little ancestors wore, it was scarcely possible for any but a nurse or a mother to tell the one from the other child. Howbeit, alike in form, we have said that they differed in temper.